The eBird.org website has compiled years of observations from amateur birdwatchers across North America. Cornell University and the National Audubon Society set up the site. Cornell's eBird project manager, Chris Wood, says the site could be a plus for ecotourism.
If you're planning to take a trip to Chicago, or if you're planning to take a trip really anywhere in the U.S. or Mexico, you can use eBird, and there's a tab that says View and Explore Data, and you can click there and get a bar chart that shows the distribution of birds that have been seen there. And all of those are based on real observational data that are collected by bird watchers.
Wood says having all the data in one place can also help scientists as they try to learn more about bird migration patterns, including for more common species like the robin. He says that could be useful in the effort to block the spread of avian flu.
Birds could act as a vector for the spread of flu, or they want to track something like that. Using these kinds of tools, we would be able to do that.
Wood says just last month, 500,000 observations of birds were added to the eBird website. He says local bird experts review the submissions to double-check them for accuracy. eBird contains data from past bird surveys from the Nicolet National Forest in northern Wisconsin. Wood will help that survey celebrate its 20th anniversary at a site in Vilas County this weekend. UW Green Bay Professor Bob Howe says 45 bird species in the Nicolet are declining significantly compared to just 7 species that are seeing a big upswing in numbers. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.